there is. What is the Seder? And the Seder, the Bittul Chametz, the Bir Chametz, the Balei Machshava tell us, is to remove this, the Issa Shavalei, Chametz that's in the heart. That the improper perspective, the improper focus that we have sometimes in our avodas Hashem, we should remove that to be properly focused, to not be distracted, not be captivated by other things, not be captivated by olam hazeh, by this world. And we live at a time presently, this phenomenal tzara in which we find ourselves. But the realization that we have a much deeper tachlis than olam hazeh is very, very apparent. The entire olam hazeh, the arba kanfas ha'aretz, literally throughout the entire globe, the ground walking. Everything that existed a month or 2 months ago is baki v'hutl. It's struggling just to exist. We're all in hiding. The Novi, it's parallel to the situation of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Novi in Yishaya, Perek Chavov, says Chavuch, that we should hide Ma'at Achiyav Razam. And the Rishonim tell us that this was true on the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach, what was Makis B'chayrus? It was a Magefa, it was a plague. And we had to hide Eish of Yetzu, the Pesach, Beso, and Beika. We weren't allowed to go out. We had to hide in our homes, just as they cite the Novi Yishaya, that we should hide in our homes, Achiyavazah. And that's literally the situation in which we find ourselves today, at this particular moment. We're awaiting Rabbeinu Shalom in the Tzias Mitzrayim. The Haggadah is if there's something very remarkable there. We have that Maisa, that all the Chachmei, the greatest of the Chachmei Yisrael, were sitting together with Rabbi Akiva and Bnei Brak, and they conducted the Seder. And this is the Mefarshim tells us, this is the proof of what just came before. His greatest being in Torah. He still have to conduct the Seder. But this is a very remarkable piece in the Haggadah, and one that should raise our eyebrows. Would we say, Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu, is he exempt from any of the Tayyag mitzvahs? Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need to wear tefillin. We regular Jews, we have to wear tefillin. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to have tzitzis on his neck. But, you know, we're just regular Jews. We have to have it. Where do we find ever in the Torah that someone, because he's from the greatest of the Chachmei Yisrael, is exempt from a mitzvah? Sometimes we have a din of Isaac a mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, but it doesn't apply even to Talmud Torah. It's not apply to Talmud Torah. So on what basis would we imagine that these Chachmei Yisrael, this fall into the Sabbath of Tzias Mitzrayim? That is the Mefarshei Haggadah tell us, then the Balei Haggadah brings a rhyme, Maisa, Melezer, etc. All of these greatest in the Chachmei Yisrael. You were Mesubim of Bnei Brak, they gathered in Bnei Brak, and they conducted a Seder, and they went straight through the night. A phenomenal Seder. So what's the issue? What's the Havamina that they shouldn't be obligated? And then Maisa, I prove to you that I'm right. Of course you're right. Tell me what mitzvah that the Vilna Gaon is exempt from. Tell me a mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu was exempt from. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. But I think what the Haggadah means to tell us is put in perspective what the mitzvah of Magid is. If the mitzvah of Magid was merely a recitation of the facts of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then we might say, listen, Rabbi Akiva knows all the facts. Does he have to repeat the facts to himself? He knows the facts. So what's the point of his repeating the facts to himself? For what? Yes, I say, oh, Tanai Pimun Adam Mitzrayim. I never knew Tanai Pimun Adam Mitzrayim. So what's the point? So all the things that he knows, he has to take out the times table. 1 times 1 is 1. 1 times 2 is 2. 1 times 3 is 3. He knows it in his mind already. So what's he being the Sapri Yitzias Mitzrayim? The answer is Rabbi Yisai, that Sapri Yitzias Mitzrayim is something else altogether. It's not an intellectual exercise. And I'll prove it to you in a number of regards. Number one, we have that Chayav Adam Liros is Atzmo, you know, who Yotze Mitzrayim. A person has to see himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim, and Rabbi Lodzis from our Pasuk goes, Sama Hutzi Mishan. We are the ones that left Mitzrayim. And the Rambam goes even further. The Rambam says it's not only Nero something that we should experience inwardly, but Laharis. It is so possesses our being that if you look at me, you understand that I was a Yitzhi Mitzrayim. The simcha, the joy of the freedom pours forth from every pore of my being. I have a Laharis sense. That's not an intellectual exercise. That's experiential. It's experiencing, reliving the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Understanding of what the Mayinu, what I was when we were enslaved. Understanding that we were far from the Rebbeinu Shalom, so far from the Rebbeinu Shalom that our forefathers were not merely casual Avodah Zarah, but they were Adukim, they were fanatics of that. Can you imagine? Terach takes his own son Avram and turns him into the police and puts his son's life in danger because he does not believe in the idols that Terach believes in. This is no casual Obed Avodah Zarah. This is a fanatical Obed Avodah Zarah. That's where we come from. The joy that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has given us freedom, the joy that he's endowed us from the start. And there's a very interesting, there's a Tosefta. The Tosefta is an art Tosefta, and it's quoted even in the Torah Shulchan Aruch in this lashon. And the Briska make a big deal about this. The question that I addressed the other night, what's the difference between Magid and Sefiros Yetzias Mitzrayim? One of the answers that the Briska, I believe, Rav Goldberg gives, is that the Tosefta says that in the study of the Halachos of Pesach, is also part of Mitzvahs Magid, Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's not true in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Halachos won't suffice. I've mentioned that I went out of Mitzrayim. Along comes the Vilna Goyim, and the Vilna Goyim took his mighty pen, and the Vilna Goyim said that the words that I studied the Halachos, I'm Yetzir, the din of Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Goyim says it's an incorrect text, and the Goyim strikes the text from the Tosefta. A text, as I said, which is found in the Sefta, it's found even in Torah Shulchan Aruch quotes this text from the Sefta. The Gaon comes and he strikes it, says it's a mistake. What's the Gaon's objection? The Gaon's objection is halachos are halachos. We have to know halachos. That's true. But Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a question of the halachos. Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is an understanding of the trajectory of what took place. From the enslavement in Mitzrayim, all the bitterness of Mitzrayim, like Moru was Chayeyim, how difficult our toil was, and now finally our Kodesh Baruch Hu came, the Kodesh Baruch Hu over Atzmo, and redeems us from Mitzrayim. That's the celebration of Pesach. And that's why I feel Kuluna Chacham, Kuluna Nguyen, Kuluna Yehidim is a time. It's not a question of what I know. I know, so I know about the Tzias Mitzrayim. I have to relate to myself what I know already. But the question is to experience it on the emotional level. Emotionally, to experience the chavis. To experience that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has set us free. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has drawn us close to Avodosu. That's the experience of the Seder. It is not an exercise, an intellectual exercise, we say, as much as it's an emotional exercise. Through the intellectual process, this to inspire and arouse our emotions, to appreciate the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appreciate the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that Rabbeisa is what each one of us has to do in our own way. We're back to Pesach Mitzrayim, though. And even more so than in Pesach Mitzrayim. Say to each Pesach Beis or Adonka. At least Pesach Beis in Mitzrayim, there was a group. The celebrates always, the Lavoyas, the person was able to gather his family together and celebrate with them on the Chag. And that, unfortunately, for most of us, we can't even do that. From the safety regulations of the world of medicine, we're basically to stay alone, not to invite guests into our house, even our own children, our own grandchildren. Lock the doors. It's their issue that we should be a Yetzi issue. We shouldn't be a Yetzi Pesach based on our Boika. Until Boika, it's interesting. Rameya Simcha says that Boika has another meaning too. Boika doesn't only mean the light of the day. Boika means the time of the Gula, the Gula Shlenda, the Mashiach came at the time. And he has a lengthy piece that this mitzvah symbolizes not only the physical aspect who are locked behind closed doors in the shrine, but throughout all the generations, we need to keep the distance between ourselves in the non-Jewish world. And that's that we cannot go until Adboka, even until the time of the Gula. As long as the Dolus prevails, we always have the possibility that there are aspects of society around us which will so attract us that we'll get involved with them, assimilate with them, or lose our own particular way of serving the Rebbeinu Shabbat. And therefore, those mitzvahs which are mavdil, separate us from the world around us, are particularly the mitzvahs that we have to emphasize in the Golus, and that's Ad Boker, until we see the light of the Gula. And Pesach certainly is that. Pesach was a separation from the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. How long will the Avodah Zarah? You were also involved in the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. The Korban Pesach was to separate us from the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, taking the deity of Mitzrayim, and slaughtering it, and using it as a korban. This was degraded the deity of Mitzrayim in our own eyes. We drew closer to the Rebbeinu Shemar. As Rashi writes in Chumash, Mishchu Yideicha Min Avodah Zarah. Pull away from the Avodah Zarah. This was inherent in the Korban Pesach. And the Meir Simcha writes that this is inherent in Nazi too. A phenomenal piece, Rameya Simcha tells us, based on the first Yerushalmi, Masechta Avodah Zarah, that Chometz was an inherent part of the service, a necessary part of the service of the Avodah Zarah. As typically, as the Ramban writes, and he talks about the Ukazdin, Chazal did not articulate at length what exactly the philosophy of the Avodah Zarah was. They hint at it, but they don't tell us what exactly it was. And the Chometz was an inherent part of the Olei Avodah Zarah. And to that standpoint, we understand the law that we have in Chumash Vayikra. That we cannot bring Sa'ir, Chometz, and not derivatives of fruits on the Mizbeach. They never could be offered on the Mizbeach. It can be brought as the Shtei Alechem, which is not on the Mizbeach. It can be brought as the Bikurim, which is not on the Mizbeach. Why don't we bring them on the Mizbeach? Because these are the dark, the drachim of the idea of the Zohar in the Rambam on the Pesach. So according to Rameya Simcha, the Matzah itself was a separation in the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim. Pesach and the Matzah were separations. And that's the Chag of Pesach of us. One of the circumstances that the Rosh Hashanah asks us to be moved off from the whole world. It's a time to reflect inwardly on the values that our Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us on his Torah. That we are an Am HaNivcha, that the chosen nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam says, brought us closely after to realize unity, to proclaim his unity in the world. So Pesach is a very, very special time. And as we celebrate this most unusual, celebration of Pesach in such isolation for everyone around us, to realize that we sit with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that behind the closed doors in which we live, which we conduct the Seder, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is with us. We should celebrate in absolute joy. In the full manner that we would celebrate as if 20 people were at the Seder. No lesser. We don't have the, unfortunately, the full opportunity to make the sacrifice, the minhag, to share with our children and grandchildren as we normally would. As is Hashem, a year from now we will, in the coming years we will, but presently we don't. But celebrate with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, celebrate the chayrus the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has given us, Torah that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has given us. They have the non-monotonium that has separated us from the world. That Be'ez Hashem should give us the joy to be kind, the simchas yontur, kind, the simchi, the chag, the simcha. And Be'ez Hashem, and that's chus, just as the chus of the first Korban Pesach, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was goyalos, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should presently be goyalos. The goyalos from the Esor in which we are, and furthermore, we should set our sights even higher. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be goyalos, the Gamrei, we should merit to come. Yerushalayim and HaKadosh, Simcha, serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam there, participate in the Korbanos of the Mikdash, the merit bringing Korban Pesach, and the Harabayas Be'ezus Hashem Kor. We wish all of you a healthy Yontif, a Simchadik Yontif, a meaningful Yontif, and it's been nice to share this moment to with you, that we can feel a certain sense of tzibur, that we see each other, even though it's the virtual world, not in the real world, in the base of Nessus. It's still a joy of being together. And I extend my brachas of refuah shleima to all those that are ill, the mitiyila, out of the kiyila, and all of Klal Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem should send all of them refuah shleima from Hera. Those that are not ill should not take ill. And then we see, in fact, the Yehuda Shleim of Mahera, eventually to restore us to a joyous state. Presently, and in the future, B'ez HaMashiach. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.
Amen.